Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Let's go to Keith. Good evening, Keith.
Hello, you too.
Katha's gone off on an errand.
That's all right. It's nice to speak to you, Ian, again.
It must be.
Oh, just on that last point. I've been there with the, you know, moving now, post-divorce. They reckon that, you know, all what you just highlighted there, it's one of the top five stresses amongst, you know, bereavement.
Can I ask you a personal question? If it's too personal, tell me to jog on. Because I haven't spoken to many divorced men.
Yes, okay.
About this. Just because I don't know any in my life, right?
Yeah, yes, it's okay.
Did you buy a house after you divorced?
Oh, well, what happened was that my daughter now is 24 and she was only like 4 or 5 then. And I was very lucky to come across a really nice little terraced house in an lovely spot.
Mm.
And that was the good fortune. But the anxiety of, because I was living in, we had the loft converted in the old house and putting the bid in and all the rigmarole that went with it. It was horrendous.
Just
the anxiety levels on top of everything else. I'd say they put it in the top five amongst.
It's so stressful. And you know, when I've bought a house before, it's been with a girlfriend or with my wife. And
well, you're on your own.
Well, and when you're with someone else, when you wake up in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning going,
say, have we done this? Have we done that?
You've got it exactly. Have we done this? Have we got the maths right? Is this
Have we got the thing right?
Yeah.
Did he say they were signing on contracts? And what, if there's a chain, and are they in a chain? You know, you've been. Oh, God.
But when you're on your own, you wake up in the middle of the night, there's no one to talk to.
You're on your own, you've got a child to look after, and amidst all the, I was only a mile away from her at that time in the old marital home. Yeah.
Got through it, you survived it, you came out the other side.
Well, Emma, she stays with me whenever we're good mates.
Good. Okay, this is what I need to hear because it worries me.
You know what I'm saying? We've gone through the gears.
Yeah, good.
Music-wise, and she cycles and runs with me. And
blimey, I don't want to do physical activity with
her. No, but what I'm saying is she's my friend. Well, she stays with me, you know.
Good.
But when I rung up tonight, just to like, I'm Cineworld Keith.
Oh, it's a spoiler alert.
No, I'm not going to do that. But I'll come on to that. I drop into your show, and it tickled me last week when you were just on about your foreskin.
My foreskin tickled you, Keith.
No. And what I was thinking, like, as I was waiting to get on, was that us guys, like you say, about like support networks like women have and we don't talk, do we, about problems with, like, you know, the sort of like crown jewels and issues down there, whether or not it's your foreskin or testicular issues or prostate. We don't do
shaft.
You can't go into a pub like, you know, you may as well go for a pint and start saying
the bell end,
but the bit all that. So what I'm sharing with you on that one, and I'll share the just the tips on the film. I've learned my lesson from you.
What a choice of words, Keith. I'll just share the tips with you.
I'm with you on the euphemism there. So, anyway, what I'm sharing with you is this. Again, it's good, this. It's man-to-man talk. I was circumcised when I was 23, going into 24, yeah.
Yeah.
I was doing my psychiatric nurse training.
Is that part of the training? Got to cut that off.
Oh, right, yeah.
No, is that what they do?
Oh, cut that quote again with you.
Yes.
Basically, it was just like a tight foreskin. You had a couple of small infections blah, blah, blah. And at that time, if you were in the system, you got it done. And anyway, what I'm trying to share with you, to move on fast, quickly, is that, and this is just as research would suggest, that a circumcised penis, there's lots of research in Africa various villages where there's, you know, circumcision is just par for the course.
Yeah,
and there is an artifact. It's called keratin, an enzyme that is more prevalent in men with circumcised crown jewels,
yes,
and in the transmission of HIV, which was done in the late 80s, early 90s. Check it out, and your researchers can do, and while we're talking. But not to say either or, but, being a sort of like late person to have it done,
yeah,
it was all quite, you know.
Here's the question that everyone wants to know, Keith. Is sex better for you, the man, the person circumcised, before the circumcision or after? Where do you get the most pleasure?
I can tell you the truth, with all the stresses I've been on. But I would say, it gives you a bit more girth. God.
Catherine, I believe you wanted to comment on...
No, it does. I hope that's not...
Saying the foreskin contracts the girth?
Can I say, before and after, it's like having a new hairdo, isn't it? You know, like, when you go for something new, totally different... You live with someone for 23 years, and then it's like a totally different entity.
I suppose
all I can say is to you is that it gives it a different sort of cosmetic look.
Okay, but does it feel the same?
What you imagine is, before that, you think, because it's quite sensitive to the touch, isn't it? Like, you know, you put your foreskin back, and what happens is, post circumcision, the BK, it's just, it's not sensitive at all. There's no moisture there. It's just like the back of your hand. So I suppose it's less sensitive. And if you got...
So having a circumcision makes it... the BK?
Bell end. And sorry, I was getting my words mixed up.
The BE.
You called it. I don't know what
bell end, I think, is the Latin term for it. Less sensitive after the circumcision, you're saying?
No, it's like... What happens is then it becomes just like the back of your hand. And if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm not getting mine done then.
And then you get it done.
I'm not getting it done.
Oh, you're not?
No, not getting it done.
Oh, honestly, it's a piece of cake.
Well, if it was as easy as slicing a piece of cake, then possibly...
Get it sorted.
I'm not getting my foreskin cut off just because of a bloke in Wigan.
Do you want me to...
No!
Do you want me to...
send you a picture? No!
No, me films. Do you want me to just give you the tips?
Yes, please.
The tip of the tip, so to speak.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. I saw Hereditary. Gabriel Byrne, if you're into the sort of like...
I saw that at the weekend, and I spent half of the film going, what is that fella's name? And I worked out his last name was Byrne. And then about three quarters of the way through, I said it out loud. I was on my own, Gabriel Byrne.
Now, Mark Kermode absolutely trashed it.
Well, he's an idiot then. It's a great film.
Isn't it? And if you watch Mark Kermode, honestly...
I like Mark Kermode a lot, but he's wrong on that. Hereditary is a great
sometimes
film.
Sometimes it's just like he's... Because this
quasi-sociological
interpretation compared it to this or that genre.
I bet he compared it to The Exorcist.
He did, and on with the Radio 2 guy, isn't he? And I thought, hang on, you gotta watch it yourself. And I thought, well, you know, there's enough there to spook you, and it was quite a, you know, we're not spoiling, are we?
Not so far, but I'm hovering over the dump button.
But what I'm saying is, like, I watch Come On, and you watch trailers, and I looked at the reviews, and I thought, I made my own mind up, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Simple as that. The other one I've not seen yet, but I've seen the trailer, and I've got to see it, is Leave No Trace. I don't know if you...
The one about the vicar?
No, I don't want to spoil it. Yeah. It's about a relationship between father and daughter.
Oh, and they live in the woods?
Yeah,
I'm up for a bit of that.
So, right, and I won't give it any more out because there's obviously a context to why.
Yeah, look, he's a Vietnam vet.
Oh, well, you said it.
I only know that because I read that's in the trailer.
Yeah, well, if you had said that, you'd have said I was spoiling it for
you. No, I wouldn't. If you'd have told me what happens once they come out of the woods...
Well, I don't know. I've only seen the trailer, but I think the reviews from Cav...
I love talking to you, Keith. I know we got off to a rocking start, but I enjoy it.
The reviews are really good, and I think It looks intense, but yeah. It looks a cracker.
All right. Hey, listen, Keith, it's nice to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much. Thanks for telling me about your foreskin and your favourite films. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Mark in Bletchley Towers.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mark.
How the hell can I follow that call?
What's your foreskin? No, don't tell me.
Keep your mystery.
Let's not go there.
No.
Anyway, I've forgotten what I was ringing about now. I've been taking a break from social media.
Yes.
And stuff. I think you're going in the right direction. Just take a step back. I've watched both of you on Twitter and the Facebook and the, you know, for interacting, basically, point of view sort of thing. But I've noticed sometimes, Ian, you really get angry with people. And I think I've tweeted you before, Ian, just go away, put it away, turn it off and come back another day type thing. Because I do the same thing. Yeah. I got a unique filtering system that I can filter out all the silly troll stuff.
Yes.
And I only go for the local radio and interaction like with yourself sort of thing. And I filter out all the bad things, which is good. And I also... twice a year, I have a complete detox where I go to Norfolk to visit family,
yeah.
And we've got no internet. There's very little TV and radio stuff yeah. up there, and my mobile phone doesn't work.
Great.
So
heaven.
It's really nice.
Heaven.
The feeling of actually...
But I can't do that, and I appreciate you telling me to calm down and put it down and walk away, but I can't do that. This is the thing, I can't do that. For me, it has to be... it has to be complete abstinence, and that has to be enforced by not being able to access it on my phone, you know. And at some point, and I did look at this at the weekend, and it's possible, but it's tricky. And at some point, that abstinence may also stretch to me blocking Twitter and Facebook on my laptop, you know. And then when I get a computer, but it may stretch that because I just need to do a little bit more calibration on how much it helps the show. Does it help the show?
I don't like
Twitter. I don't like it. I think it's 85% bad.
I think it's. I like watching the Periscope and the yep. and the YouTube. I actually like watching like behind the scenes of what you two do because I'm a behind the scenes radio and TV guy. But I think you just ought to use it from a laptop at home. Get a phone that only does text and talk, maybe, and use that for work.
Do you know, I did. For, remember, Catherine, at Three Counties, for about 8 months, I had a Nokia, the old Nokia.
I know, I remember you saying about that.
Oh, it was great. And then it just fell apart because I absolutely caned it. But I tell you what was annoying about that is it took flipping ages to compose a text, and you could only have 20 texts stored in the phone. But I like the other things on my iPhone. I like the fact that my kids can play Pokemon. I like the fact that it's got a map. I use it as my sat nav. I like being able to get my emails on there at the moment. I like YouTube on there.
Maybe you just got to do self control on all the rest of
Can't
it.
Can't do
just,
it.
Just use the essential parts of the phone,
yeah.
And then just save it for when you get to work.
Yeah.
You know, like I only use the internet when I'm at home in the morning.
Yeah.
Bit of dinner time.
Not one out in the morning. Not one out after you've eaten.
Yeah, that as well.
Yeah, good lad.
And when I get home in the evening, because I don't watch TV. I only listen to radio. So I tend to use that for the interaction, and then. When the computer goes off and I go to bed, I've got nothing. And
yeah.
I go to sleep and
okay.
The internet will time to come on at 7 in the morning type thing. So, cause it's
the internet
off.
Is timed to come on at 7 in the
yeah,
morning?
I've got
is that happy time?
My router. It switches the Wi-Fi off at midnight. So
now, how do you do... Hang on a minute. That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, well, it depends on your way of life. It was just you have to go into the router's home hub router...
Oh, well, I'm not going to do that. Mark,
no.
Listen, thank you very much. I appreciate the tips. Very kind of you. Darren, then George, then Andre. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boys.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock, hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Can I recommend something that shouldn't be funny, but is really, really, really funny? I've been putting off watching it for a while because I thought, well, this ain't going to be great. I was laughing out loud on Netflix, the Martin Short, Steve Martin special. Oh, man, it is funny. And it's mainly Martin Short that's working it. Steve Martin's quite laid back in it. It is so funny. It's a two-man show. And there's a great bit where it's 10 minutes of just them slagging each other off. Steve Martin, great line from Steve Martin. You know, one of the great things about touring with Marty Short? No paparazzi. And it's just that. It's 10 minutes of them just going back and forth, you know, kind of digging each other. And it's so... there's a bit where they're singing a song. that Steve Martin has written, and so Martin Short is reading it, and he's singing to Steve Martin, "You are my comedy hero." And Martin Short, Steve Martin goes, "Let's count your awards: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 0." And it's just, oh, it's so good, and they're so funny. I mean, Steve Martin Short is 67 in it. I've always liked him. His autobiography is a great read, and Steve Martin's got to be in his 70s. And oh, it's just delicious. It's on Netflix. It is laughing out loud funny. I really, really enjoyed it. Let's go to Darren. Good evening, Darren.
How you doing, Ian?
I'm all right, thank you, Daz.
Okay, hi, Catherine as well.
That's the niceties out the way. Let's get down to the meat and two veg.
Okay. So let's do this. I was just thinking about Martin Short there. You brought a thing back to me when you remember he was in Inner Space.
That's a good film, man. That's a great film.
That was class, yeah. Man. That was some good acting in that. But see, after that, to be honest with you, I don't think he'd really done much.
He didn't really do. I think he did that and The Three Amigos.
Yeah, he done one as well called Nick. He was in with one with Nick Nolte, and it was an ex bank robber or something like that.
Was,
and,
wasn't he?
And also Father of the Bride.
Father of the
he
Bride.
He was Fronk.
But he's not. He didn't really do. He did about those four or five films, and then he didn't do many more.
That was comedy genius. But listen, what I want to talk to you about is a couple of things. And it's actually kind of a couple of funny things, actually.
Okay.
Not really for me. one, this is the kind of like last 2 weeks that I've kind of had. One, I blew up my dad's car. He gave me his car. He basically had the car for like 10 years. He gave me it and I drove it and I blew the turbo on it and it like it was going to cost $2,500 to get it fixed. So basically we had to scrap it.
Oh,
mate. And then, get this one. This is before I come to the main bit that I want to talk about. I ended up with my flat infested with bed bugs.
Oh, no!
How
did they get in? Did you get an old mattress or something?
Apparently, they said to me, was I on holiday? I mean, I buy a lot of secondhand books off the Amazon. I do not know how they get in.
Whoa. Hang on. Stop the clock.
Okay.
You can get bed bugs from secondhand books off Amazon?
Well, that's what he said. I mean, he said that they can come in many different forms. But let me tell you this, Ian. I mean, I collect books and I had to throw out everything, you know, all my books, my DVDs, my clothes. I'm talking about I had to throw out my full flat. So,
no, mate!
Yeah, it was horrendous, man. But,
then what, did they come and do the spray?
Oh, man, they came, it was like...
That's all right. One more, no more of those, please.
Okay.
Yep.
It was like...
I can understand your emotion.
It was like three guys turned up with these kind of like atomic bomb proof suits on, man. And they came in and they blasted the place, man.
I bet.
And I just got a new bed. They took the new bed away. Apparently, it was infested. Oh my God, it was crazy, man. It was like everywhere. But apparently, they got everything. And they're coming back to double check. They come back.
And did
like,
they? Because bed bugs. What they do? If I got this right, bed bugs live in the bed and or under the mattress. And then they come out at night and they suck your blood.
Mate, I get like the guy who came was like he must have been like a connoisseur of bed bugs because he knew everything about them and how they worked and what they done. And he basically told me wherever I go, they go.
Yeah.
I mean, they were in my couches and they were everywhere, man.
I'm itching because of the thought of that and also because he said couches.
Why?
Couches is weird.
Couches.
No, what?
Did you say couches?
Yeah, like you know, like a couch and your.
But how many couches have you got? One.
I've got two.
Okay, so couches.
Two seaters. So okay. Basically, they were in the suite and stuff like that, and you had to cut open the suite and then spray inside.
No, Daddy! Sam's having a fit out there. Sam, you're young. You haven't lived, mate. You're bed bugs and moths. You wait. It's coming.
Let me tell you this, right? But yeah. Listen, he said to me it was going on. I mean, I only recognised it like when I started to get bitten. That was only about a week ago. He said this must have been going on for a year. So it was crazy. But I'm glad that I got it sorted. But listen, what I wanted to really talk to you about and what was main, one of the things that was really kind of that I really want to talk about is because I think it's serious and it's something I want to do as well.
Yeah.
Is I keep on looking at Facebook and, you know, these people with the fabulous lifestyles on Instagram, you know, friends. And I wonder if it really, really is that way. You know, like people only post the best stuff.
No,
they never post when they've got an infestation of bed bugs.
But Darren, you know the answer to that question. No, their life isn't that fabulous.
I know, but the thing about it is, when people post their stuff, I mean, see when you're in a bad place, right? And I've been in a bad place at points. It can make your mood 100 times worse, man.
Right.
You suddenly start comparing yourself to these people with, you know, lifestyles or whatever that they portray on these social media sites. Because do you know why? I've actually done I've done this kind of stuff. I've actually posted stuff of me having a great life and my life's an absolute falling apart around about me.
Yeah.
And I've posted, you know, this, you know, I'm going on holiday and my life's all right and my life's perfect, but really, it wasn't. You know what I mean?
So you were posting those pictures of lovely summer holiday and airports and things, but your life sucked.
Well, it did at that point.
Right, yeah. Well, I think that majority of other people are doing that. And they're scanning through Instagram going, well, hang on, this picture only got 60 likes, but his picture got 100 likes. What am I doing wrong?
Yeah,
I think because Instagram is a mystery to me, and I'm on there, and I was on there before I went in the jungle with 300 followers. I came out, I had 50,000 followers. I don't really understand it, right? But it is everybody is comparing their lives. People are only posting, people are posting pictures of these perfect meals, but what they're not posting is the fact that they're probably arguing with their partner over the meal, or that they can't actually afford that perfect meal. Or
I don't think anyone who's having a really good time in life thinks, right, I need to show this to a load of strangers. If you're having a really good time, you're engrossed in it.
I mean, I'm just interrupting now.
That's right.
But why do they do it? I mean, it's like basically everybody, it's like everybody's always trying to be better than the next. It's always like a never-ending competition about mm-hmm. to see who's got the better car or who's got the... I mean, it's like that in Glasgow. It's like, it's all about... What kind of car you've got? What do you do for a living? Would you know? It's all like.
Whoa! Right, down. We got to let you go because that's two. We got that one as well, didn't we? Darren, listen, appreciate it, but two, we've got to let you go. Those are the rules of the station, mate. Give us a call again. You're not banned or anything like that. Apologise to the people on YouTube, the bad language and all of that. 03444991000.
But we got the gist of what he's trying to say.
Yeah, it was the F word.
The reason people do that is the reason people have always done that. People have always shown off.
Yeah.
You know, no one who's truly happy needs anyone else's approval.
Can I read you a terrible, terrible story?
Go on.
Kind of ties in. Can't wait to get Matt Hagen, because this all ties in with him. Breast enlargement adverts during Love Island are fueling a crisis in young people's mental health, the boss of the NHS said. Breast enlargement adverts during Love Island, where everyone's got massive, beautiful boobs, gorgeous, perfect bums, that just the most perfect waistlines, perfect cheekbones, all perfect, perfect, perfect.
Here's the other thing. The guys that stand out are the ones who... otherwise would be really, really good-looking fellas, but their tans aren't quite as deep as the rest of them. They're not quite as muscular. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We were talking about the that poor doctor who is the brightest one in the lot, you know, and he's trying to kind of muck in with people who I don't think he's got that much in common with. But he's bright pink rather than having a deep tan, you know, like a normal person.
Yeah.
And he's actually got a really good body, but he's not as buff as the rest of the blokes. It's all like comparison.
Love
all the
Island
time.
Is Instagram in, you know, 60-minute live action form. And the fact that they would put so people will be watching this young, you know, I watch it and I don't want to look all beefed up like them, but it does make me feel fat,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I have issues around my weight at the moment and stuff, and I just can't seem to shift it. And I do watch them and I look down at my gut and my moobs poking out of my t-shirt and I think, oh, Jesus,
yeah,
oh man, I ought to be 22 and look like that, but.
But we never look like that. They don't look like that either.
But then young women watching it are going, I wish my boobs were like that.
I wish my lips were bigger.
I wish my ass looked like. I wish. And then they're putting breast enlargement adverts, plastic surgery adverts, transform breast surgery, do it for you. In that show, that seems, you know. Listen, I know Love Island isn't for me. You know, although I enjoyed it a bit tonight, but. That seems that to me is the same as having, and I don't know if it is this year, but having the World Cup sponsored by McDonald's and Coke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Olympics 2012 was sponsored. Two of the big sponsors were McDonald's and Coke. This thing that was supposed to inspire our youth and people of all ages to get fit and to take part in sports, whether it's team or solo, to all this. And it's sponsored by McDonald's and Coke, two very, very delicious products. I love a Mackie D's, I love a Coke, but they ain't good for you. You know, however they might try and sell it, they ain't good for you. That's not the kind of stuff you want to be eating when you're playing, you know, netball or something.
Yeah, the placement is cynical.
It feels the same as this, putting a breast advert in.
I thought that look was going out of fashion anyway, that hyper, you know, the boobs aren't as ridiculous. I mean, flipping it. Do you remember the Pamela Anderson style bolt-ons that we used to crave in the 1990s where it was like someone had stuck two baps on there?
Yeah.
You know, you could see them all rounding at the top. And I mean, that's at least that seems to have dissipated a little bit. They are a bit more natural, but flipping it. Girls are gorgeous anyway.
03444991000. Busy old night on the phones. We're down to George and Andre. We will come to you guys next. But after that, the phone lines are empty. The Late Night Alternative with Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Good evening, Andre.
Hi, Ian. I've got three items on the agenda tonight.
Oh, he's got an agenda. An agenda bender.
Can we have the best of decorum, please, for these?
Sorry?
Right, the best decorum.
I haven't got their album.
Oh, OK. Right, now, the first one...
Yes,
do you know Alexis Sal, or have heard of him?
I've heard of him, yes.
He used to be in the Young Ones, and that's...
Dr. Martin's boots.
Yes. I'll keep Tropical Fish in my underpants.
Yay!
right, but that's funny. It's classic, isn't it?
Yeah, well...
I'll keep Tropical Fish in my underpants.
There we go.
But the second... That's the first item.
Hello,
yeah?
John, got a new motor?
Yeah, the second one...
That was the first item.
Yeah, that was the first time.
I wouldn't have called it an item, but...
I thought it was funny.
Okay.
How can someone keep Tropical Fish in their underpants?
Well, that's the gag, yes.
Right, but the next one is my lap is not on at the moment, but it might be on later, yeah?
Okay, yep.
Right, so, you know, there's scope there for a bit of singing, yeah?
The scope.
The third item, yeah?
Guys, you've got to be watching on YouTube tonight, because Kath's face, she's really... On air, she's sounding very friendly and charming. But she hates everybody that's called in tonight. Oh, well. You can see it on her face.
Hello, Kath, by the way. Smile, it don't cost nothing.
Right, not yours.
The third one, I'm joining Shaz. I think the world's flat.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks very much for calling, Andre. let's go to George. Good evening, George.
Good evening, Ian.
Sorry to keep you waiting so long. It went from having no calls to having shed loads of calls.
No, I was fourth in the queue originally, but...
We mix and match as I feel the show needs to go.
Good.
It's not... it's the queuing system. It's not a queue. Me and Catherine, we use all of you like colours on our palette and the picture that we are painting.
Well, I hope it's been worth waiting for.
Well, let's find out, big boy.
Our last call is still echoing in my mind. You ended it by saying I was talking nonsense.
Well,
exactly what nonsense is it that you...
I don't remember what we talked about. What did we talk about?
I was talking about us all being actors in a play.
Oh, yeah, that was nonsense, yeah.
Why is that nonsense?
Well, because you think everything we are controlled by other forces.
No, I don't think it. I've been made aware of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's nonsense. But George, I would say that, wouldn't I? Because I'm being controlled to say it. This part has been written many, many millions of years ago. I'm just playing my part.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nutjob, but not that kind of nutjob.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.